Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Disappointment by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34:1. I was involved in a movement some years ago that would constantly boast that it had aggressive expectations. This movement equated that way of thinking to having faith. Aside from the vast misunderstanding of what faith in God means, to trust in Him no matter what happens, one of the problems with that ideology is that many times our expectations in this life are left unfulfilled or unmet completely. People fail us. Plans fall through. They went with a different candidate for the job. We experience month after month of negative pregnancy tests. Since God's plans and ways are so much greater than our own, often our expectations do not look anything like what God may have for our life. When our expectations that we have held on to so aggressively fall flat, it's really easy for us to slip into disappointment. Disappointment can then often lead to complaining and discontentment, something we're commanded by Scripture to guard our hearts from. We very quickly forget the truth of God's sovereignty over all things when we believe we know what's best for our life. When God allows for disappointment to happen in our life, we must remember that all things that come our way are meant to cultivate the fruit of the Spirit in us and conform us into the image of Christ, whether we're expecting them to happen or not. When we're disappointed, we're given an appointment to praise God no matter what. The psalmist David proclaims in Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. When our expectations are met, we should stop and praise God and bless His holy name. But when our expectations are not met, we should still stop and praise God and bless His holy name. He's worthy of our praise and our thanksgiving. In His sovereign providence, we can trust that He works all things for good for those who love Him and are called according to His purposes. Romans 8:28. Nothing with God is a coincidence or happenstance. He's sovereign, and He's in control of every detail in our lives, guiding our every step. His work in our lives is providential through and through, and He causes all things to work out for our good and for His glory. Next time your expectations are not met, remember, it's an opportunity to make an appointment to praise God for His goodness. We can trust that His plans for our life are so much better. Let's pray. Father God, I'm struggling with disappointment. Help me to guard my heart from discouragement, discontentment, and complaining. Teach me how to find ways to praise You when my expectations are not met. I know I need to trust in Your sovereignty and lean upon Your ways over my own. Your grace is sufficient for me, and I thank You for always guiding me into truth and convicting my heart when I fall into the sin of grumbling and complaining, thinking that I know better than You. My lips long to praise Your great name. Thank You for Your love for me and for changing my heart to reflect Yours. I pray You would use these unmet expectations to transform me and strengthen my faith in You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.